This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has announced the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi. The minister said the term of the 7th Pay Commission is going to end in 2026 and the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission now will give enough time to receive recommendations of the pay panel. He said the appointment of chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon.
केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों के लिए 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन को मंजूरी दे दी है 1947 से अब तक 7 पे कमीशन हुए हैं और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है उसके हिसाब से 2016 में 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8th पे कमीशन एस्टैब्लिश करने से सफिशियंट टाइम मिलेगा सो दैट दी recommendations can be received well before the completion of the period of 7th Pay Commission.
The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today scripted history by successfully completing the docking of two satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpadeX mission. With the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bharatiya docking system by ISRO, India has become the fourth country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. Docking technology is critical in assembling the space station and in crewed missions. It provides crucial facilities, including in-orbit refueling and assembling heavy infrastructure in microgravity. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated the team on the feat. President Draupadi Murmu extended her wishes to ISRO and the entire scientist and engineer communities of the country for boosting India's space capabilities. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said, it is a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, highlighted that it is an entirely indigenous Bharatiya docking system. President Draupadi Murmu accorded a ceremonial welcome to President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also present on the occasion. Talking to media on the occasion, President Shanmugaratnam said, India and Singapore are now on a new trajectory with the upgrade of their relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which was announced during Prime Minister Modi's visit to Singapore in September last year. He highlighted that both countries are exploring new initiatives in sustainability and digital space. President Shanmugaratnam will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the 76th Republic Day celebrations this year. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Subianto will pay a state visit to India on the 25th and 26th of January. Several prominent candidates of Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress today filed their nominations on the second last day of nominations for the Delhi Assembly polls. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leaders Manish Sisodia, Saurabh Bharadwaj and Gopal Rai, along with BJP leaders Harish Khurana, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Ashish Sood and Kapil Mishra have filed their nomination from different assembly constituencies in the national capital. Sandeep Dixit and Ariba Khan, among some other Congress candidates, have also submitted their nominations today. A 21-member delegation from 10 countries today took a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. They also enjoyed an aerial view of the Mahakumbh area via helicopter. The delegation invited by the Ministry of External Affairs arrived yesterday. In the Kho Kho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams have advanced to the quarterfinals with outstanding performances. The Indian women's team is set to face Malaysia this evening, while the Indian men's team will compete against Bhutan later tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.